station Munich on the space to ground 24, Sergei and PK4. No response required, just to let you know that we'll be coming on board very soon with a VCA2 activation and prep for the PK4 activity.
South Station, good morning, Jackson 2.
Jack, good morning, with you on 2.
My Melfi task this morning, I found the media bags, MEF1, the serial numbers 1 alpha through 6 alpha, exactly where they're supposed to be, and I transferred them. There was also a media bag, MEF1, serial number 1 Charlie. Thank God that there was just a lonely kid left by himself. I think there's a couple other things in there, but that was the only other media bag MEF1 kit. So just wanted to double check that I was transferring 6 bags, 1 alpha through 6 alpha, and the serial number 1 Charlie is remaining in Delphi 3 alpha.
And Jack, this is Huntsville with you back on 2. We copied your call, and that is a good configuration.
Okay, sorry, I totally meant to say Huntsville. I apologize for that. Okay, that's a good configuration. I'm happy. If you're happy, great. Thanks. Well,
no problem at all, and good morning to you.
Слышь, слушаю тебя хорошо, как меня?
Да, отлично.
Передаю слово специалистам.
Стою, Николай, на связи.
Да, Николай, добрый день.
Несколько слов по сегодняшней работе сказать. Насколько я понял, в прошлый раз в АСУ МЛМ Шланд-ЕК был обнаружен воздух, поэтому сейчас вот первым пунктом мы попробуем включить и попробовать прокачать этот воздух, загнать его из шланга ЕК в ТКЭВ, и если у нас это получится, тогда мы можем даже шланг ЕК не заменять, потом просто провести замену ТКЭВ.
Хорошо, понял.
Если будут вопросы, мы на связи.
Да, хорошо, тогда получается первый пункт сейчас выполняю. И второй, в принципе.
Хорошо, принято.
Тогда, да, и выйду на связь. Спасибо, МКС, СГ2, по работе с КСУ.
Андрей, отвечаю, СГ2.
Антон, значит, ты выполнил первый пункт, прокачал 10 раз, воздуха сейчас в шланге не наблюдаю, но так как я приведение в исход не нажимал, по-прежнему у меня горит консервант некачественный. Сейчас кран закрыт, МПР.
Трубопровод по-прежнему белый?
Так, сейчас, секунду. Смотрим КС, СГ-2. Значит, трубопровод, который из ЕК идет, он ну, вот такого красного цвета, без пузырьков воздуха. И тот, который и от ДКЭВ идет дальше в систему, уже ярко-желтого цвета. А пузырьков воздуха, ну, в той тяге, где рассматривал, не наблюдал.
Принято, тогда попробуем еще раз запустить систему и посмотрим на консервацию.
Так, у меня вопрос. Если он горит, его приведением в исходную гасить нужно или нет?
Нужно гасить приведением в исходную.
Хорошо, принял, спасибо.
Можно пропадание связи примерно на 5 минут.
Да, хорошо. Сапковская МКС, ВСГ-2.
Отвечаем, ВСГ-2.
Николай, значит, выполнил, ну, выключение АСУ, значит, 3 тумблера, АЗС, точнее, 3 выключил, пульт тоже выключал. Затем сейчас включил в ручном режиме, и после включения консервант некачественный не горит. Сейчас включена система.
Принято, а, соответственно, кран НП нужно открыть и провести пробное включение, посмотреть, горит консервация некачественная или нет.
Да, включил в ручном режиме, консерват некачественный, не горит. К Экран МП сейчас открыт.
Принято. Тогда закрываем кран МП. И сейчас возьмем небольшую паузу. Мы выйдем на связь.
Хорошо, на связи.
КС СУП Москвы, канал СГ-2 для Андрея Послу.
Да, отвечаю.
Андрей, будут рекомендации сейчас осмотреть ТКЭВ, который стоит в системе 230, убедиться, что нет отклонений, нет никаких подтеков, все штатно. И тогда, если все нормально, попробуем попользоваться системой.
Так, есть некоторые пропадания в связи. Значит, если я правильно понял, значит, я делаю следующее. Сейчас осматриваю ДК и ВР. Если нет никаких замечаний, то оставляем систему как есть и пробуем ей пользоваться. Как приняли?
Да, все верно, подтверждаю.
Хорошо, принял. Сейчас тогда приступаю к осмотру. Осмотр МКС, СГ-2.
СГ-2.
Николай, выполнил осмотр ДК и В, видимых каких-то недостатков не обнаружено, проверил все, никаких подтеков нигде нет, все гидросоединения, по крайней мере от руки я их попробовал пошатать, они плотно завернуты, никто, ничего нигде не откручивается, ну с электроразъемом в принципе то же самое. Это у меня к непосредственно к тому, как установлен сейчас внешне ДКЭВ, вопросов нет. Счетчик ПКУ 144.85.
Принято 144.85. Тогда пользуемся ОСУ МЛМ и последим.
Хорошо. Так, ОСУ СМ оставить в таком состоянии или выключить?
Лучше тогда отключить.
Хорошо, принял. Пользуемся ОСУ МЛМ, ОСУ СМ, выключаем.
И нету.
Андрей, и наш дальнейший план. Мы рекомендуем пользоваться ОСУ МЛМ вообще всему экипажу без исключения, чтобы активно протестировать. И после обеда у тебя запланированы работы по чистке воздуховодов. Мы просим эту работу выполнить сейчас, чтобы после обеденное время на всякий случай зарезервировать под ОСУ, если у нас опять будет что-то нештатное.
Слушайте, здорово, отлично, очень хорошая мысль, согласен. Сейчас тогда закончу работу с ОСУ и начну делать по воздуховодам.
Это.
Так, с СГ-2 я ухожу, правильно?
Да, я так понимаю, нам канал на данный момент этот больше не нужен, поэтому мы тоже сейчас перейдем в штатную конфигурацию.
Все, хорошо, спасибо.
USB-1 общается по MO-5, поэтому если ничего срочного не будет, тогда просьба не выходить.
Да, хорошо, спасибо.
Same station, Jax on 2, Golden Board, No 3, camera, very red, photo TV.
Jack, with you on 2, we like the view, your go to proceed.
Thank you, camera.
I'm still Sophia 2 for Vichy.
Hey Sophie, good morning. If you can set up one Delta for you before we get started. In previous ops, we've had you water the plants until you saw that bubbling, even if there was more water than your execution note called out. But today, if you'll please stick to the volumes of water that are in your execution note with no extra water.
Copy, I understand. So that would be 20 mil for PGS 13 through 23, and 80 mil for PGS 24.
Yeah, that's a good copy.
Thank you, and I understand also today is also photographing session of each plant.
Okay, photography and watering.
Well, good. Pencil from Sophie 2 for Richie.
Sophie, go ahead.
I see some microbial growth on the next one, so I'm going to go ahead and take my PP.
Copy that. Station Huntsville, space ground 2 for Sophie.
Ground 2.
So we want to get your PPE on, but before you wipe up that microbial growth with the Prozan wipe, can we please get a view of that PGS so we can just take a look at that growth?
Oh, sure. Was that you good enough for you, and I might go to wipe it?
And so the view is good. We're assessing that view. If you could stand down from wiping for just a second, we're going to let the team decide if they'd like to trash this PGS or not. So stand by for just a couple seconds.
Okay.
Sophie Huntsville, safety round 2, question.
The answer?
And we think we saw from the video that that microbial growth was just on one wick of that PGS. Can you confirm?
I confirm. Just on one side.
Copy. Thanks. Stand by. And we copy, Sophie. Thanks for that extra view. And station Huntsville, space ground 2 for Sophie and cleanup.
Ground 2.
Sophie, the team confirmed that you are go to clean that PGS with the Prozan wipe and follow your normal cleanup procedure. Just please do not water it, and then that one can go back into the gene.
Copy. Cleaning, no water for PGS 21 alpha, and then back to the gene. Do you need to take pictures before I clean as well?
Yes, we will take pictures. Thank you. Station Huntsville, space ground 2 for Sophie and veggie observation.
Ground 2.
Hey, Sophie, see you closing up there. Saw some good growth on some of those plants, but question for you. That 21 with the microbial growth was a blue-banded PGS. In comparison to the rest of the blue-banded PGSs, how does the growth of 21 compare? Are the others growing faster or more full than 21?
I think the 21 is smaller than all of the other blue ones. It's actually, 21 is actually tiny, tiny, whereas all of the other blue ones are at least 2 inches, even more. This one was just like quarter of an inch.
Yeah.
Okay, Sophie, we copy. And one other request. Could you please give us a video tour with the Colcam of the PGSs? We did miss some of them while we were in KULOS at the beginning of the activity.
Copy. So I understand you want a video tour of all of them installed like this.
Okay. And Sophie Huntsville, too. Thank you so much. That was all we needed. We appreciate your help today.
You're very welcome. Thanks a lot.
And Sophie, once you finish up veggie, if you have a couple minutes to spare, we could use some laptop help in Columbus, but take your time.
Red?
Yeah, if we could get a table check and a power cycle of Express Rack Computer 3 at Columbus Aft 1 at your convenience.
I'm ready for that. Which one? Say again the number.
An apology, Sophie. I thought that you told me you were ready already. That one is Express Rack Computer 3 at Columbus Aft 1.
Sophie, Express Rack Computer 3 at... So is it ELC3?
Confirm, ELC3, if we could just get a cable check and a power cycle.
The cable check and power cycle. Cancel from Sophie. It seems that there is no... So the cables are very well connected and that's no problem in this, but I checked the power source, and so it seems that the cable... linking to the power source, let me check again. The cable leading to the power source is on a brick that is 28 volts VDC power supply. And although this one is on and seems to be working because there's a little bit of heat on it, but it seems that the computer doesn't receive power. So I guess I would need to do a power cycle of this power brick.
Okay, we'll take a power cycle of the brick.
I just checked as well on the aft one. I see that the power is still on, so it should be receiving power.
Okay, that's fine. Once that brick is power cycled, we'll take a power cycle of the laptop, and then we'll check on it from the ground.
That would be easier said than done, because even with the power cycle of the brick, I do not see any symptoms that the laptop is receiving power.
Okay, Sophie, copy. We're thinking the laptop might be fully dead at this point, so we're going to give it some time to charge, and then we'll check on it in a little bit.
Okay.
And Sophie, while I have you for Veggie, that power cycle of that laptop gave the Veggie team time to decide that they would like to trash PGS-21 Alpha. If you could just take that one out, double bag it, label it as PGS-21 Alpha for Veggie, and then temp stow it, and we'll get you a trash location later today. Station Huntsville, space here on 2 for Sophie and Veggie. If you could please close the Veggie shroud, we'd appreciate it.
Copy. Closing the Veggie shroud.
Thanks, Sophie.
Station, this is Munich on Space Ground 2 for Sophie with a quick call on PDK4. Hey, Sophie, we have one request for you. The camera seems to be a little bit out of focus with the screen. So the field of view is still fine, but it seems a little bit blurred. I don't know if you could move a hand or yourself in front of the camera to get the focus back on the screen. That would be appreciated.
How does it look?
Sophie, that did the trick for us. Thank you very much. And while I have you, just one quick note for the one more thing for you, Sophie, while we're talking, for the management conference later, we would like you to use the Teams link as before. Somehow the old execution notes snuck in there on us. So actually the information that was used for the last management conference, that was GMT, 103, that was April 13th, it directs you to a JEDI message that has the correct Teams link for the ESA crew conference. The JEDI message is 235, revision Charlie.
Okay, thanks a lot for the information. GMT 103 with the correct link and the JEDI message 235, revision Charlie. Thanks a lot.
It's a good readback. Thanks, Sophie.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Complan.
Wait,
go ahead on 2, Chris.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to check in about what our comm plan should be for the afternoon. I know that Sophie is at the KAO event, Jessica is in the LSG, and I'll also be in Jack's glove box, so I was thinking maybe me or Jessica, one of us goes on 3, one other goes on 4, and then while Sophie's doing her PAO, we can do USOS comms, I'll go on 3, and we can do USOS comms on 3 during Sophie's PAO event, and Jessica can be on 4. Does that work for you guys, or do you have something else in mind?
That is exactly what we had in mind. So thanks for working it out for us.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
All right, so just for clear, Jessica will be on 4, and you will be on 3.
That is a good understanding. Thank you.
Thank you.
Still station Jack's on.
Jack, go ahead.
I just want to check in on timeline stuff here today. You know, I got the Melfi stuff before I bring this stuff to Jessica. Do you guys have should I be right on timeline? Do you guys mind if I do the Melfi stuff early? We'll keep it up.
And Jack, apologies. We do have some timing constraints for those Melfi retrieves, so we need to go for a timeline.
Okay, that's what I just want to check in on, so I will do, and are those timeline constraints predicated on where Jessica is in her timeline or predicated on something else? I guess a better way to ask that question is, should I do it on timeline or should I wait for your go?
No, that's a good question, Jack. We will call and give you your go. If she's moving a little fast, we might need to do a couple minutes early. So we'll just give you a call when we're ready.
Okay, I will wait for your go, and that'll kind of, I think, based on what we did yesterday, that'll be my plan all afternoon. I'll just be standing by for her to call or you to call for me for the various activities over the afternoon.
Okay, sounds good. Mr. Standby.
Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Scene and Voice.
In the station, Sophie is with you on 2 and ready for the comp check.
All right, Sophie, we'll take that 10 count whenever you're ready, but also it looks like the camera is a little bit tilted and we'd like it pointed down just a little more.
Okay, tilted and down a little more.
And Sophie, that looks great. We are ready for a 10 count.
Okay.
Checking. All right, Sophie, good scene and voice. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and see you in a bit.
And I'll give you a 2-minute warning.
Sophie, appreciate it. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. This is your 2-minute warning.
Station copy. Thanks a lot.
I like to have them a bit wide like this. It's a lot of fun too.
La parole maintenant à Sébastien Loff-Lecoq de Énergie.
Merci Jules. Bonjour Sophie. Comme Thomas Pesquet en son temps dans l'ISS, dans quelle mesure et comment souhaiterais-tu inspirer les jeunes Français en matière de protection de la planète, de science et d'espace, et en tant que deuxième française seulement dans la Station Spatiale Internationale, quel message pour les petites filles qui rêvent de devenir un jour scientifique, un pilote ou astronaute?
Merci pour cette question qui me touche beaucoup parce qu'en fait je suis passée par là, par celle qui écoutait les interviews à la radio, à la télé, lisait les articles de journaux et même les découpait. Donc je suis arrivée là parce qu'on m'a passé le témoin de cette passion pour les sciences et pour un métier d'aventure scientifique finalement, et je suis ravie d'essayer de le passer aussi à mon tour. Pour moi, c'est important que si des jeunes veulent rejoindre cette aventure scientifique, filles ou garçons, quelle que soit l'origine sociale, familiale, etc., il y a de la place pour tout le monde en fait. Et si c'est le rêve de chacun, ben alors allons-y, allez-y, ne vous mettez pas de limites. C'est important de savoir que vous aurez toute votre place, vous pourrez contribuer, vous pourrez avoir une vie trépidante et très amusante à faire des rencontres internationales et à travailler sur des sujets passionnants. Vous travaillerez sans doute avec des équipes qui elles-mêmes seront passionnées aussi. Et peut-être qu'un jour j'aurai la chance de travailler avec vous et ça ce serait chouette parce que si jamais j'arrive à inspirer quelqu'un qui plus tard, quelques années plus tard, me dit bah, écoute, aujourd'hui je travaille avec toi, tu m'as inspiré, ben finalement voilà, le relais, le témoin se passe de génération en génération comme ça et je serais ravie de pouvoir essayer d'insuffler un petit peu des étoiles dans les yeux aux enfants qui en ont envie ou besoin.
Merci.
Et on continue en français avec Martin Leduc.
Bonjour Sophie, merci de prendre du temps pour nous. Ma question est la suivante. Depuis que vous êtes dans l'ISS, quelle est la compétence la plus improbable apprise pendant votre entraînement qui finalement vous a servi?
Merci de cette question. En fait, ce qui est assez amusant, c'est que les compétences les plus improbables sont celles qu'on aimerait qui nous servent jamais finalement. Et notamment dans le domaine des urgences médicales, pour ma part, la chose la plus improbable que j'ai apprise à faire pendant cet entraînement, c'est apprendre à arracher une dent. Donc autant dire que j'espère ne pas mal avoir à m'en servir. On est tous parés à l'imprévu et on l'a vu avec le retour anticipé de l'équipage Crew 11, l'équipage 11, qu'il vaut mieux être préparé à l'imprévu. Ceci étant dit, ça c'est pour les parties des compétences qu'on espère ne pas avoir à utiliser. En revanche, ce qu'on apprend et ce qui est le quotidien d'un entraînement, c'est qu'il faut savoir s'adapter en permanence, s'adapter et avec le sourire, parce que même si ça impacte parfois la vie personnelle ou l'agenda qu'on avait imaginé. Aujourd'hui, on a eu la chance dans l'équipage de ne pas avoir de grosses pannes. Hein. La panne la plus ennuyeuse qu'on a eue, c'est la panne des toilettes qui était réglée en une demi-journée de maintenance. Mais c'est vrai que vu que le rythme est opérationnel ici, quand il y a une journée qui est prévue avec une panne qui surgit, il faut être prêt à switcher de suite sur autre chose. Mais tout se passe très bien à bord, je vous rassure.
Bonjour Sophie, Sylvain Rousseau pour France 24. Vous faites aussi beaucoup spécifique parmi toutes ces expériences, il y en a un certain nombre qui sont françaises, est-ce que ça représente quelque chose de spécial d'être l'ambassadrice de la science française dans l'espace?
Alors effectivement, oui, c'est à la fois un honneur et une grande joie, et aussi une responsabilité. J'ai l'impression de m'inscrire dans la lignée de centaines de scientifiques qui ont œuvré à montrer que la France et la science française a toute sa place sur la scène internationale. Et ces personnes-là m'ont passé le témoin de la passion en fait des sciences. Et à mon tour de passer le relais aussi, j'aimerais juste pouvoir dire à la jeune génération que il reste encore beaucoup, beaucoup à découvrir. Regardez, juste en face de moi, vous voyez pas, mais je vois dans le module japonais que Jessica et Chris sont en train de travailler sur la recherche pour le cancer. Et je pense que la recherche qu'on fait ici pour le cancer va pouvoir avoir des applications directes pour trouver des traitements médicaux plus tard. Et ça a des impacts directs. Donc voilà, je voudrais transmettre à la jeune génération qu'il y a beaucoup de choses à découvrir. Et que ce soit jeune ou moins jeune, ceux qui ont envie de rejoindre l'aventure scientifique et la recherche et la science, allez-y, parce qu'il y a encore besoin de beaucoup d'énergie. Et je serais ravie de travailler avec le plus grand nombre. Et en tout cas, c'est vraiment un honneur de pouvoir œuvrer en tant que Française pour cette communauté scientifique.
Bonjour, Sophie Chapelle pour TF1 et LCI. La plupart de ceux qui ont eu la chance d'aller dans l'espace, que ce soit les professionnels ou les touristes, reviennent.
A couple meetings together, like we were getting ready for the same space adventure, right? And launching from a rocket, and so we had a very few meetings together. That said, I would say that one thing that is very mind-blowing is international cooperation, and this is something you train for by going into different countries and understanding international cooperation. You know, when you're working all together on a project that is so huge that all of the international scientists or engineers or competencies are gathered together and work together on finding solutions and making progress for science, then you understand yet that you not only bring very valuable resources together, but also very different cultural backgrounds. And let me tell you a very fun anecdote about this, because in here, in space, it's the same. We are different nationalities working with different international teams on the ground. And so my anecdote is that it's about daily life, but we all come with a little gift to everyone for birthdays or different celebrations. And in our crew, it's a fun joke that we have. We offer socks because our uniform socks are usually black. And so we want to celebrate by offering very fun socks. But we just learned recently that in one of the countries of our crew members, after offering a sock, a pair of socks, this meant not the same thing as in our culture. It means that it's like offering red roses or saying I love you to a person. So we, as a crew, we had a lot of laughs about like cultural differences, and this is something. Like working in different cultural environments is something you learn right away from the beginning in spaceflight, and it's a very fun experience.
Bonjour Sophie, avec Tobias Meyer.
Bonjour de Vienne. Au cours des derniers mois, vous avez gagné des milliers de nouveaux abonnés sur vos réseaux sociaux. Quel est l'objectif de votre présence? Quels sont les défis auxquels vous êtes confrontés pour produire votre contenu depuis l'espace, et comment comptez-vous tirer parti de votre audience grandissante une fois de retour sur Terre?
Merci beaucoup pour cette question. Mais écoutez, pour moi, une des valeurs que j'ai et que j'aurai toujours, c'est rester authentique et naturelle et passer mon ressenti, mes émotions sans filtre. Et je pense que ça, vous le comprenez, je suis assez nature quand même sur toutes mes publications. Donc c'est vraiment important pour moi cette authenticité, peut-être même très répétitive, mais on a besoin de toutes les intelligences et de toutes les équipes avec un objectif commun qui est celui d'avoir un laboratoire volant en orbite. Et donc, voilà, tout ça s'inscrit dans un temps long, le temps de l'exploration spatiale, c'est un temps long. Et ça, je l'ai compris bien à toute petite échelle dans le monde des hélicos à l'époque. Voilà. Mais je garde un excellent souvenir de cette année que j'ai passée chez Airbus Hélicoptère et de cette belle région. Donc merci de la représenter ici. En tout cas, je suis ravie de pouvoir partager quelques photos avec vous.
Merci infiniment Sophie, c'est malheureusement tout le temps que nous pouvons passer avec toi aujourd'hui. Merci à tous les participants et à très bientôt. Thank you NASA, this concludes the event.
Thank you NASA, this concludes the event.
Thank you everyone on the ground, thank you to all of the journalists. You're doing an incredible job relaying the information to share and the nice words to share with everyone. So I really value all of your work and I really wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Have a good one. Have a good day.
Station, this is Houston ACR. Thank you. Merci. That concludes our event.
Copy, resuming normal communication.
Thank you to all participants. The station, we are now resuming operational audio communications.
Copy, resuming nominal audio communication. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and MEF-1 assist.
Jack, on 2.
Hey Jack, Jessica is wrapping up with her first biocell, so we are ready for your next assist activity when you are flight delta to the procedure. You'll be grabbing media bag serial number 2 alpha.
All right, 2 alpha from the stable in the lab and vented bag 2 from the stable by LHG, and I'll bring those to work.
Copy, thanks. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jack and MEF-1 assist.
So, Station Jack's on 2.
Jack, we are ready for that next assist activity. You'll be grabbing vented bag seal number 3 from stable in the GEM and media bag seal number 3 alpha from the stable in the lab.
3 and 3 alpha.
Thank you.
In next station, Sophia on 2 for EML.
Phoenix with you on too. Good afternoon, Sophie.
Yeah, I just wanted to, in advance, thank you for your patience. I had a little bit longer conference with management today, and I'm gathering all the equipment, and I'll be with you shortly as soon as I have everything.
No worries. Great to have you with us. And with your go, we'd like to come on board in Columbus with VCA1 video to support you with EML.
Yeah, sure, you have my go to go on the line, of course, with pleasure.
Bessie?
Unix Station Sophian 2. Just before we start, I'd like to take 1 minute to pass a message to Huntsville so that they can scratch their heads with your permission.
Sophie, Huntsville, with you on 2.
Huntsville, just a quick note, so for this ELC3, so I did power-cycle the bar box. The LED seems nominal, all of the connections seem nominal, and the problem is that the computer seems to not receive power at all. So just wanted to let you know, although it's been a while now, that I checked this in power cycle of the power box, but yeah, it's just I think maybe next step would be to try to connect a different power source to the computer, just to see if it's a problem from the computer or from the power cables. But of course, just wanted you to start scratching your head before I do anything.
And Sophie, thank you so much for all the data we copy, and thanks for your suggestion. We will talk about it down here. No further steps now. Call you back if you have anything else.
Copy.
And Munich is with you on 2, Sophie. We see you've adjusted the camera. Thanks for that. If possible, could you bring the view down slightly so that we have a good line of sight of the chamber, please?
Sure, we'll do it shortly. I'm just gathering the tools from the toolbox, and we'll do that right away. Munich from Sophie on 2 for a status report.
Go on 2, Sophie.
Yeah, I'm still looking for the EML sample chamber cap serial number 05 into the CTB 4331. The problem is that this CTB is overflowing of items, so, and it has a ton of items, so it takes a while, and I still haven't found it. So yeah, so as a heads up, I don't know if you want me to start a procedure without this, and then we'll see later, or, yeah, because I've looked for quite a while now and still cannot find it.
Copy, Sophie. We're checking. And Sophie, Munich is back with you on 2. We've been discussing it on the air here. You can go ahead at this time while we scratch our heads, and we'll bring more words to you when we have them.
Copy.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and EML.
Sophie's with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie. We've just been talking here, and we have a follow-up question for your initial call from the folks here. We want to confirm the EML sample chamber capsule number 5 was not in the CTP lid. We think it should be in the Ziploc bag with the process chamber cap.
I have checked everywhere, but I mean, there is a ton of items, so I would need another strategy, grab a mesh bag and remove everything from the CTV, yeah, this would be the only solution, because it's really overflowing with stuff, and, I mean, just a question, do you have a picture within the procedure of what it looks like? Okay, I see figure 8.
And Sophie, we're back with you on 2. You can look at step 5.1 in the link there. That should give you a good visual of that as well.
Okay, I have found some EML sample chamber cap, but it says serial number 1.
And Sophie, we see it on video. We confirm that's it.
You say that you confirm that it will work, the serial number 1 is instead of 5?
And Sophie, you have the right item with you, but those are 2 caps in 1. On the other side, you can see the serial number 5 cap.
Okay, so on the other side, as you say, there is no indication serial number 5. I just have a barcode.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and 5-minute task at your convenience.
Same station, you got Jack on TV.
Hey, Jack, thanks for stepping in. We've got an issue that our OGS AAA sensor is reading low airflow. And so, if you've got a second, would you mind checking that sensor to see if it's dirty or blocked and make sure the slots are aligned with the airflow path, and then report the condition and maybe send us a photo or two?
Yeah, I can do all that. Is that the one on lab one port, or is that, am I thinking of something else?
Affirm.
And Sophie, Munich is back with you on two. We can confirm that the item you have is correct. We're not sure why the indicator for cell number 5 is not there, but we confirm that it's the right item. And Sophie, just a heads up for you. In this step 4, we have that caution note for no contact, and for your awareness, that also includes touch.
Station Jack on 2 for OGS, AAA 02 sensor.
Hey Jack, we are seeing good video following along with you.
There's a little tab of Kapton that's kind of sticking out into the circular inflow region, and there might be a little bit of fuzz in there on the sensor, but I don't see anything dramatic.
Awesome, Jack. We are following along with you. We can see what you mean about a little bit of fuzz in there and that tape. If you could either push that tape down or cut it away and then remove that fuzz and report back. Perfect.
Hey, do you recommend like just a vacuum cleaner, or do you want me to reach in there with some gray tape or something?
Either method is good with us, Jack. Your preference.
That didn't work. Houston, I've cleaned out that fuzz and pushed the piece of Kapton tape, removed it and got it out of the way. Let me know if you guys see a difference or you want to try something else.
Thanks, Jack. We appreciate your help today, and we're gonna have to trend it to see if it made a difference, but no further action at this time. We're doing a similar happy dance down here.
Station Munich, come space to ground 2 for Sophie and EML. Just a heads up, we have an LOS coming up in a couple of minutes. And we would ask if you could stand down at step 5.10 of this activity so we can support you and we can resume when you have some free time after AOS.
Did you say 5.10?
That's affirmative.
Oh, okay. I was already in 6.1 with a new chamber, but okay.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Jack and NES-1 assist at your convenience.
Huntsville, Jack, on 2.
Hey Jack, Jessica is making her way through this next biocell. The time for the exchange will probably happen during this upcoming LOS. So just giving you a heads up to work with her. She's about halfway through, and you'll be grabbing vented bag seal number 5 and media bag 5 alpha.
5 and 5 alpha, probably during the LOS. Copy, thanks. I'll be ready.
And Sophie, Munich's back with you on 2. We see you have the new chamber with you, so that's 5 for us. It's attempts to do it as it is. We see you didn't take off the caps, so we're in a good posture going forward here.
So I understand I stand by until AUS.
That's affirmative.
Copy.
Houston, Chris on 2 for stowage.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
Hey, I had a question about JSBs. I just deployed a new dry trash JSB, and that was our last JSB in our pantry. I did not see any JSB warehouse listed on our stowage cue card, and I was wondering if there's a CTB full of JSBs somewhere that I could grab.
And Chris, we are tracking that. We've got some more JSBs for you in Dragon. And once we verify that the steps got uploaded into StowTrack, I will tell you which those are, so you can go get it.
Sounds good to me. Thanks.
Munich Station, Sophia 2. Am I good to start the procedure again?
And Munich is with you on 2, Sophie. Great to be back with you. Here we go.
Thank you.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for any available crew member for photo request.
Station Jackson 2 for your photo.
Hey, Jack. Good afternoon. We see Jessica's currently busy with media exchange activity at the moment, so we were wondering if you could cover her EML sample chamber exchange photo activity at 1510 to take photos of Sophie as she's prepping the EML sample chamber for installation.
I am totally available to cover that. You want that photo now, or you just give me a warm-up warning for like 5 or 10 or 15 minutes from now?
Now would be wonderful.
Can work.
Munich from Sophie for the cleaning task.
We're with you, Sophie.
Yeah, the two back O-rings are clean already. Do you still want me to tap with a dry wipe?
That's negative, Sophie. If they're clean, you can push on ahead.
Yeah, from what I see, everything is really clean.
That's good news for us. Thanks for letting us know. Station Munich on Space Station 2 for Sophie and EML. Just a heads up for you. We noticed that you're around step decimal 7, decimal 5, and we don't see telemetry. To correct that, we would ask if you could reopen the handle and close it until it hits the end switch. I'll copy.
Copy, I will reopen and close the handle. I had already one screw in. Do you want me to release this screw?
We're checking, Sophie. And Sophie, we're back with you on two. We're just chatting here. We suggest you take out the screw and reinsert.
Yeah, I unfasten the screw and redo the whole thing.
That's a good readback.
How about now for telemetry?
And Sophie, unfortunately, no joy on good telemetry here. We suggest you can use good force on the chamber, and you can even be swift as you push it in at the end.
Okay, but I see that it reached a hard stop. So, I mean, I'm happy to use force, but against metal, I think the metal wins.
We copy, Sophie. Can you confirm if the pin is latched? There should be a there's a good visual for you at figure 10.
Yes, it was latched because I tried to put it up and down again, so to check if it was really down and latched, and yes, it was.
Copy. We're checking. And Sophie, Munich is back with you on two. We've been continuing to chat here on this. We suggest you pull in the direction of the end switch and then rotate to the right clockwise, and you can do so with force.
Oh, I don't understand what you want, because right now the handle is in the closed position and the pin is latched.
And Sophie, Phoenix back with you on two after the handover. And sorry about that confusion with end switch. It's actually a celebrity name that we see here, but it's not indicated on your end. During the handover, we're chatting more on this, and you can shake the chamber and try to rotate to the right clockwise.
And it reaches a hard stop clockwise.
Sophie, we'd expect with you on two. We appreciate your patience. Thanks for that. Whatever you did with rattling the chamber, it seemed to have partially worked because we're getting green telemetry on this end.
Okay. So am I good to proceed with the screw stop?
And Sophie, we see one of two telemetry items on this end. We think rattling is doing it some good, actually. Sophie, great news. Green for both items.
I'm reading from Sophie. I'm happy about the good news, but it's a real mystery in here.
Yeah, we copy, Sophie. It is something of a mystery here as well. But we're glad you made it work.
Meeting from Sophie. Just another question for Stowage.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I see that sample chamber cap number 5 and process chamber cap number 1 are supposed to go back into CTV 4331, but right now, just to save one action, serial number 5 is installed on the other EML sample chamber, so I was wondering if I could might stow the serial number 4 instead of serial number 5.
We're checking. Sophie, meeting's back with you on 2. You can deinstall the current capture number 5 and install serial number 4 because serial number 5 shall be downloaded. Correction, 4 shall be downloaded.
Okay, so I will take back the toolkit that I had already sewed and go back to the section then.
Sophie, Unic on 2 for EML. We just wanted to let you know that we really appreciate your help today. Thanks so much for this. You were awesome.
Unic from Sophie, thank you for your kind words. And sorry, I did not reply earlier because I am working on the deck 3F. And I will now work on the sewage back in Columbus.
No worries. We wish you a good rest of the evening.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for any available USOS crew member and field trip help.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Missy and pre-stowage.
Hey Chris, Huntsville is with you on 2, and we are looking at your crew note and discussing on the ground. What can we help you with?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you about it because it looks like Jessica's all set with her LSG ops, and I figured since it's, this is first thing in the morning tomorrow and there's a fair bit of stuff to unstow and get ready that we could maybe start getting the gem, or that area of the gem in good shape for the ops tomorrow morning, and was just wondering if you guys had any thoughts on it.
Thanks for the offer. Checking. Chris, I'm still with you on 2.
Chris, is with you on 2?
Hey, we are still discussing down here, so don't want to leave you hanging. We will give you a call when we have a better plan.
Copy all. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for any available crew member and ELC-3 help at your convenience.
Chris is with you for ELC-3.
Hey, Chris. Thanks so much. We have about 2 minutes to hand over. But if you have 20 minutes of time, we do need a field strip at ELC-3. At Columbus Aft 1, we're having trouble getting power to the laptop, and I have a procedure and a quick procedure delta if you can help.
If I can help, ready to copy.
Thanks so much. The procedure is 4.4.4.210, performing a ZBook G2 laptop field strip. And the delta is to perform step 9.4 prior to 9.3. We want to power on the Emerald Brick before we're plugging in the ZBook power cable to help us narrow down where the issue might be on the power chain.
Copy that. 4.4.210, and we're going to perform 9.4 prior to 9.3, so I'll power up the Emerald Brick and then plug in to the ZBook after doing the field strip.
Hey, Farm, thanks so much for your help.
I'm on it. Tim Station, Jack on 2 for Dragon Storage.
Go ahead on 2, Jack.
Hey, Op, can you give a hand to ISO for me? I've been doing this 8.0, that's in step 56, and one of the things we've been talking about here is how it's miserable when you open up a bag and there's like 10,000 items in it, and inside of this 8.0 is a series of smaller, like, pink bags, and that has been making life much easier for me on this 8.0. So whoever organized this 8.0 this way, awesome. Thanks very much.
Oh, Jack, we love the feedback. Thank you very much. We'll take it into consideration when packing future bags for you.
Awesome. We really appreciate that. It does make our life easier. In step 56.03, for this 1.0 CTV SpaceX 33 wet wipe pantry, and that CTV is empty, and inside the empty CTV pantry. It's probably on us for having gone through it and not marked it, but I'm looking for next best location for these wet wipes.
Checking for the next best location for wet wipes, but while I've got you, Chris called down earlier saying that you were also out of JSBs, and we told him we'd give him a step in the cargo ops of when you unpack more JSBs from the Dragon, and that is going to be step 71.05.
71.05 for more JSBs. Yeah, that guy creates so much trash. He's just nonstop.
Good to know. We'll update that in his profile. I'll get back to you whenever we find some wet wipes for you.
Okay, awesome. Thanks very much.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for ELC3.
Go for ELC3.
Yeah, so I performed the field strip, and I did as we sort of discussed of turning the emerald brick on before plugging it in. What happens is this. When you then go and plug the barrel connector in, the white charging light on the back of the Z-book illuminates for just an instant and then goes off, and then stays off. So there is no illuminated charging light on the back of the Z-book. It kind of just hooked it on for a minute and turned off. I tried it twice, disconnecting and then reconnecting, and the same thing. It kind of flickers on for an instant and then turns off.
All right, Chris, thanks for trying. That is great info. We will take that and work a forward plan, but no further action from you. Again, thanks for your help.
Copy that. And maybe another interesting data point, I don't know if this helps or not, is if you plug in the laptop power connector for the first time, the light blinks on and then turns off. If I then disconnect the laptop power connector and then just reconnect it without cycling the emerald brick, nothing lights up at all. However, if I disconnect it and then power off the emerald brick, wait a few seconds, power it back on, and then reconnect the barrel connector, I get that that flash again. So not exactly sure what's going on, but it doesn't look like it's happy, unfortunately.
Okay, copy all. Not a happy laptop. We will get to work on it. Thank you so much.
And Chris on 2, Stotrak 71.05.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, Stotrak step 71.05 says that there should be 2 Ziplocs of JSBs in this 4.0 that I just grabbed from Dragon. There are, in fact, 3 Ziplocs of JSBs in there, and I just wanted to make sure we're tracking things correctly. 2 of them were quantity 6, 1 of them was quantity 8.
All right, Chris, we're checking. But while we're checking, I've got an update for you for those NORS tanks in the gym. If you want to get those out and temp stow them until after your MISSI activities tomorrow, you can. I've got some temp stow locations when you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy.
All right, you can put 2 of those just in Cygnus temp stowed and 1 of them at JPM 1 Deck 3. And we asked if you move them, please report the serial numbers where you move them to.
Copy that. JPM 1 Deck 3 will probably work. I don't think Cygnus is a viable option for those temp stows right now. I can take a look, but let me think about it.
All right, Chris, we hear you. We can also offer airlock deployed or PMM corridor.
Okay, yeah, let us think about it and take a big picture look at the schedule, see what, those are basically going to close off access wherever we put them, so I guess just trying to figure out where that's not going to have an impact. I guess folks are mostly off duty in the morning, so maybe it doesn't matter, and so putting them wherever we can closest to where they're going back to would probably make the most sense.
All right, Houston copies. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Stowage.
Chris on 2.
Hey, Chris, I got an update for the JSBs that you unpacked. We recommend you grab 1 of the bags with 8, 1 of the bags with 6 for making your new pantry. And in step 71.07, we say the remaining items from that CTB will be unpacked later. So just keep that last bag of six in there.
Okay, copy. Yeah, I'll get what I can, and then I will leave the rest in there and then put it in the airlock.
Awesome, thank you. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and wet wipes at your convenience.
Just waiting for us to flow by, aren't you?
I'm watching you. Yeah, I've got an alternate location for those wet wipes. You can put them in Node 3, Aft 2. We've got a half CTB serial number 5244 labeled wet wipes, but we think that half CTB might be too small now, so you're welcome to migrate it up to a 1.0.
All right, I definitely agree that I'll have to migrate it up. So that was Node 3, Aft 2, and what was the four-digit number?
5244.
5244, in a way that makes the world happy, it's all going to end up at 1.05576, and I'll put that half CTB back into the pantry once I get them all into the new 1.0.
We copy, thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2 for North Tank.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at the situation in JPM for these Norris tanks. I relocated Norris tank serial number 47 from JPM Deck 5 to JPM Deck 6 to JPM Deck 3. I think we can probably leave the Norris tank that's in JPM Deck 5 in place. I think the airlock slide table will fit out without moving that. So we just have to move the Norris tank in JPM Deck 7. Looking at JPM, I think we could probably, just for the duration of the activity, temp stow it in JPM Deck 2. There's a bunch of double cold bags, but I think we could just stack those on top of the Norris tank. I think if that would work, that's probably the smartest solution, just so we minimize moving Norris tanks around and sort of bottling up places. I'm trying to get all the stuff out of the PMM I need because we're rapidly blocking up all the nifty stuff that's in PMM. So I'm just trying to think ahead of what will have minimal impacts. Does that work as a plan?
And Chris, we have no issues with that plan. We like it a lot. Thank you.
Awesome. Sounds great. Well, we'll plan for that. I'll move the one from Deck 7 during the duration of activity to just a little bit more inboard in GEM, and then move it back when I'm done. Thank you.
Perfect.
Houston Station on 2 for Dragon Stowage.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, I am in step 61.06, and I am unpacking two PVA masks. It tells me to put them in one of the EMER CTVs, the one that doesn't have any masks, it's actually labeled no masks, in the Node 3 port end cone. I was just wondering what the intent is for these. I'm assuming maybe they will be hooked up to something else, or if they're... right now, they're very nicely bubble-wrapped like this on the mask and such. Should I leave... I took it out of its external bubble-wrap bag, but should I leave this if they're just there temporarily and are then going to be hooked up to something, or what would you guys recommend?
Checking. All right, Jessica, we're going to discuss it on the ground. Give us just a minute to get you an answer.
Okay, sounds good.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Sophie and Veggie location at your convenience.
Huntsville Station on 2, this is Jessica. While you wait for Sophie, wondering if it's okay if I start those Merlin activities a few minutes early.
Copy, Jessica, checking. Jessica, back with you. You are go to do Merlin early. I can also go ahead and give you the early go for the LSG work volume stow, since that will be in an LOS.
Okay, copy. I will do all three of those activities now. Thank you.
Huntsville, Sophie, it's with you and two.
Hi, Sophie. We still owe you a trash location for PGS-21. I have that when you are ready.
I am ready to copy.
That will go in the WHC JSB 5512.
WHC-5512, copy, thank you.
Huntsville Station, Jack's on 2 for Mambo.
Jack, go ahead on 2.
Step 1.6, it says cover the print window with aluminum tape. What the print window is?
In
And Jack, the print window is on the opposite side of the plunger. It should have a label on it that says do not touch.
I see the plunger, and where the plunger goes into the auxilium cartridge, I see a caution do not touch plunger. Oh, that's the only do not touch I see.
Copy, Jack. If it helps, we're expecting it to be a lens. So the window should be a lens. If you can find that, it should be the only one on the payload.
Sorry, I couldn't hear it. You expect to see a what?
Apologies. We're expecting only one lens on the payload. That lens is the print window.
Is the lens on the auxilium cartridge itself or on all the black hardware that is remaining after I remove the auxilium cartridge?
It's on the cartridge.
Yeah, so the only lens is on the cartridge. I think I have that in sight.
Excellent, and apologies for the confusion.
No worries. This is what you guys get for setting up knuckle dragger pilots and not all scientists.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jessica and Masks.
Ground 2.
Hey, Jessica, one heads up. We are 2 minutes from a 15-minute LOS with you. But I've got a question for your masks that you brought up earlier. Those quick-don mask assemblies, you can put them in that final location. We ask that you remove the label that says no masks so that it's not confusing for other people. You can keep them in the bubble wrap, and we ask that the CTB mesh be facing towards the volume of the module.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's how we have them sewed down. We always keep that mesh outward facing. If I'm going to remove the label, however, I would suggest that I also hook up the PBAs to the bottles because that's the config for all the EMER ones. When you're expecting to grab one, it would already be hooked up to the bottle, and of course there wouldn't be bubble wrap that you'd have to remove out of the way.
And Jessica, we'll take that into consideration. These masks will be deployed at a later time, and so for now we'd like them not connected to the bottles.
Okay, if they're not going to be connected, then I would recommend leaving the no mask label, because if it doesn't have that, we would expect to grab one that we could don, and in this case, this would not be one that is ready to don.
All right, good thinking. We concur. Thanks.
Okay, sounds good. I'll put them in there with the bubble. We'll hook them up, and I'll leave the label as is, and then we'll figure that out later where they're going to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Gray Tape at your convenience.
I'm here with you for Gray Tape.
Hey, sorry to hit you after DPC, but we saw your crew note in pre-sleep and wanted to give you a location. We think you should be able to find some in Node 1 Overhead 4 Bravo 1.
Node 1 Overhead 4 Bravo 1, is that that's different than our normal Gray Tape pantry. Is that correct?
And Chris, that is the warehouse.
Copy. Node 1 Overhead 4 Bravo 1 is the warehouse. All right, copy that. I gotcha.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Gray Tape warehouse clarification at your convenience.
Give it to us straight to the time, guys.
All right. Both the pantry and the warehouse we're tracking in Node 1 Overhead 4, the pantry in Alpha 1, the warehouse in Bravo 1.
Pantry in Alpha 1 and warehouse in Bravo 1. We are figuring that out right now. Thanks.
Our pleasure.